SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Charred tents, burnt-out cars, and household belongings scattered across a blackened earth. It was supposed to be a safe humanitarian zone, but it was not. This Palestinian woman's father was among at least 90 Palestinians killed and 289 injured in an Israeli airstrike on Al Mawasi, east of Khan Yunis in central Gaza. It is a designated humanitarian area that the Israeli army has repeatedly urged Palestinians to head to after issuing evacuation orders from other areas. Israel says it conducted the strike there to target senior Hamas leader Mohammed Deif and his deputy Rafa Salama. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is unsure if they're dead.
Medinat Israel, b'emtzaut Tzal v'ashabak, takfa hayom be'Aza b'matara lesakel et Mohammed Deif.
The State of Israel, through the IDF and the Shin Bet, attacked Gaza today with the aim of thwarting Mohammed Deif and his deputy, Rafa Salama. There is still no absolute certainty that the two have been eliminated, but I want to assure you that one way or another, we will reach the top of Hamas.
He claims Mohammed Deif plotted the 7th of October attack and claims his forces are succeeding in weakening Hamas.
In the last few weeks, we recognize clear cracks in Hamas under the intensity of the blows we are landing on it. We see changes. We see weakness. Today's operation contributed to it as well, and it will bear more results. The commanders of Hamas are hiding in underground bunkers. They are cut off from their forces on the ground. The Gazan population understands more and more the magnitude of the disaster that Hamas, that many of them supported, ignores them.
At a hospital not far from Al Mawasi, chaos. Speaking from the overwhelmed Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis, Abdullah Abu Maldi says Israel struck several times with a barrage of missiles. He's on a stretcher on the floor, surrounded by blood and injured people, his hands bandaged, lucky to be alive.
When the airstrike started, we saw the missiles, so we started to run. They got me out injured, unconscious. My children and my wife and family members are injured. The first missiles were fired like rain toward us, then a minute between each missile, like rain they fired too many missiles toward the people. Why this strike? It should be a safe zone. We were at Al Mawasi, a safe zone.
Mr. Abu Mahdi says enough is enough.
End this war. This is enough. There is no safe zone in Gaza. End this war. Have mercy on us and our children. We're getting killed every minute. Have mercy on us.
Abdulrahman Kanaan says several of his neighbors fell victim to the strikes, which came in succession.
Some of us were outside the house and some inside the house. West of Al Mawasi is supposed to be a safe zone. For 5 minutes, there were airstrikes. I got on the floor. Many were killed and got injured. Many people among our neighbors were killed and many injured. 3 minutes later, after everything calmed down, and when the ambulances arrived, the warplanes started to fire again around the same place.
Mohammed Sagir is the spokesperson for the Nasser Medical Center. He says the complex was no longer able to function due to the huge number of injured needing treatment.
2 hours ago, we started receiving tens of cases together, in a few minutes, I mean. Nasser Medical Complex here. Most of the cases are in a very critical situation. Among them, there were nearly 50 dead bodies. Many cases are in the operation theater right now. We have called for help. Now we are unable inside the hospital to deal with any more cases because all the hospital beds are full. In addition, the floors of the hospital are full of cases on the ground. The situation is very miserable.
He says there's an acute shortage of medical supplies.
We started receiving tens of cases in a few minutes while we are suffering from lack of supplies and instruments. Sadly, we lack of many supplies and instruments, like surgical gowns, like cotton, like sterilization instruments, in addition to abdominal swab. I mean here what we need in the operation theater. We are nearly lack of everything inside the hospital here.
Scott Anderson from the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees has been to Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, where many of the wounded are being treated.
I guess alarming is the best word to describe it. A lot of children there that were injured, some without their parents. You saw children that were paralyzed, some double amputees. So it was very much for us concerning that so many innocent civilians have been harmed during this event. And they were just putting patients really anywhere they could. And unfortunately, the hospital doesn't have enough disinfectant, doesn't have enough fuel for the generators, and just doesn't have enough of anything.
A statement from Gaza's health authorities says that with the latest strike, the number of Palestinians killed since the 7th of October has risen to 38,443. 1,200 Israelis were killed in Hamas's 7th of October attacks on southern Israel, with 240 taken hostage. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.